Title: Noise Sweep Alternatives for Old School Intros Advanced. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass intros, and the whole point is this. You're not allowed to rely on the classic white noise PSHHHup to create energy, because the best old school jungle, tech step, and rollers intros don't feel exciting, because there's a brighter noise sweep. They feel exciting, because there's motion, tension, and implication. Like the track is waking up, the room is coming into focus, and then suddenly the drop feels inevitable. So in this session you're going to build a small intro FX rack conceptually. Five different sweep alternatives you can automate, tempo lock, and drop into a 16 or 32 bar intro. Here's what we're building. A filtered break Atmos riser, a Reese drone ramp, a dub delay lift, a reverse reverb pull-in, and a vinyl or room build that runs under the whole intro. And while we build these, I want you thinking like a producer, not like an FX browser. Think in energy bands. The floor, roughly 50 to 250 Hz. In a lot of old school intros, that floor is basically emptied until the drop. That emptiness is part of why the drop hits. Then the body, 250 Hz to about 2K. That's where real tension lives. That's your break room tone. Reese harmonics, dirty mid information. And then the air, around 6K to 14K. That's the easiness to overdo. If you make the intro super bright, your hats and cymbals don't feel special when they arrive. So we're going to control the air, not just crank it. Let's set up the project fast. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. Create four groups: drums, bass, music or Atmos, and FX. Now create two return tracks right away. Return A is dub, return B is verb. These returns are a big part of that old school transition language. On return A, put echo. Set the time to 1/4 note or 3/16. 3/16 is a great jungle swing feel because it bounces in a slightly more syncopated way. Put feedback somewhere safe like 35 to 65% for now. We'll automate it later. Use echo's filter. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so the low end doesn't build up, and low pass around 6 to 10K to keep it from getting too fizzy. After echo, put auto filter. Set it to low pass 24, at drive like 2 to 6 dB. And make sure the envelope is off. This filter is going to be your main hands on the mixer tool. We'll automate that cutoff constantly. And at the end of return A, do the safety move, put a limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. You're going to flirt with high feedback later, and the limiter is your insurance policy. On return B, put hybrid reverb. Pick an algorithmic hall or plate. Decay around 3 to 8 seconds, size medium to large. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so it blooms instead of smearing. High pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz to keep your sub clean. And because it's a return, set wet to 100%. Optional but very nice. A saturator after the reverb with soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. That gives you grit and stops the reverb from feeling too polite. Cool. Now we start building the alternatives. Alternative 1 is the filtered break Atmos riser. This is one of the most authentic jungle tricks. Use break debris, not noise. Grab a break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever. Drop it on an auto track. Now don't pick the clean kick and snare section. Go hunting for the tail, the hat wash, the room, the little airy mess after hits. That's where the magic is. Consolidate one or two bars of that tailish section so you have a clean clip to loop. Duplicate it so it can run for 8 or 16 bars with warp on. Now build a device chain. First, auto filter, low pass 24. Drive it hard enough to add attitude, like 4 to 8 dB. Start the cutoff lowish, around 300 to 600 Hz and over the 8 or 16 bars. Automate it up to around 10 to 14 Hz. Next, saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. We want density because thin risers don't feel like old records. They feel like plugins. Then redux, but subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. The point isn't to destroy it. The point is to suggest sampler hardware, aliasing, that crunchy air vibe. Then utility. This is a big one for the lift. Automate width from around 70% toward 120% over time, so it literally expands toward the drop. Here's a teacher tip. Don't just draw one perfect ramp and call it done. Give it a story. For example, the cutoff rises smoothly, but near bar 7 to 8. Bump resonance a bit, maybe 0.4 up to 0.7. That little EO moment reads like hands on a filter, and it pulls attention right where you want it. And right at the end, Do a quick high-pass sweep to clear low-mid before the drop. You can add a second auto-filter set to high-pass 12, sweeping up around 200 to 400 Hz in the last beat or two. That creates the illusion that the drop is heavier without turning the drop up at all. Level-wise, start it quiet. Minus 18 to minus 12 dB at bar 1. By bar 15 or 16 it should be clearly lifting, but it shouldn't dominate your intro hook. Alternative 2 is the Reese Drone Ramp. This is a tonal sweep that hits harder than noise because you're revealing harmonics, not just adding brightness. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Quick Reese-ish bass. Oscillator A saw. Oscillator B saw. Detune B by about plus 8 to plus 15 cents. Then after operator, add chorus ensemble. Mode on chorus. Amount 15 to 30%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. That slow motion makes it feel recorded, not static. Then auto filter. Low pass 24. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Resonance 0.3 to 0.6. After that, add amp for bite. Cabinet off unless you want mid crunch. And then a saturator last. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. MIDI is simple. Hold a single note, root or fifth, for 8 to 16 bars. If you want extra tension, automate pitch bend up very subtly in the last two bars. Not an EDM siren. Think 0 to plus 2 semitones, max, just enough to make your stomach tighten. Automation. Filter cutoff from about 200 Hz up to 6 to 9K. Add a tiny volume ramp too, like minus 14 dB up to minus 8 dB. And optionally increase chorus amount near the end for width. Why this works in DNB is it sets a tonal center. It feels engine-like. It's closer to tech step and dark side energy than a generic sweep. Alternative 3 is the dub delay lift. This is the old-school DJ mix tension, and it's insanely effective in the last 2 to 4 bars. Pick a source. One-shot chord stab, a vocal word, a break hit, something with character. Now, instead of inserting a delay on it, use your return a dub. In the last 2 to 4 bars, automate the send up aggressively. On the return itself, automate echo feedback from something safe, like 35%, up toward 80 to 95%, but carefully. This is where momentary danger matters. The illusion comes from flirting with instability. Also, automate echo's low pass filter down. Start around 8K and move it toward 2 to 4K for a darker build. That darkness creates pressure because it feels like the room is filling up. Then automate the auto filter after echo. You can open it slightly during the swell, and then slam it shut right at the drop, so the tail gets out of the way. And here's the crucial reset. At the drop, you must hard reset the feedback back down to something like 0 to 20% instantly. Same with any send levels. Same with saturation if you automated it. Old school transitions feel tight, because the chaos is controlled and then snapped back into order. Arrangement example, around bar 15.4, spike the send. Between 15.4 and 16.1, feedback rises. At 16.1, drop hits and the delay is instantly tamed. That feels like a sweep. But it's not noise at all. It's pure dub tension. Alternative 4 is reverse reverb pull-in. Classic trick, but we're going to do it clean for DNB so it doesn't smear the sub and ruin the punch. Choose a target sound that happens on the drop. A snare, a crash, a bass stab, whatever defines the moment. Duplicate it to a new audio track. Freeze and flatten if needed. Reverse the duplicated clip. Now put hybrid reverb on it as an insert, not a return. Set to K long, like 6 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay at 0 so it immediately blooms. High pass inside the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Wet 40 to 70%. Now resample that reverb tail to audio. Print it. Then reverse the resampled audio again. You'll get that classic suction effect pulling into the hit. Then do the DNB cleanup. Put an auto filter high pass 12 on that reversed reverb, around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the sub lane empty. If you want it tighter, add a gate and set threshold so the tail stops before the drop clutter. You want the pull-in, not a fog bank. Alternative 5 is the vinyl or room build. This one isn't a riser. It's texture tension. It makes your intro feel like a place. Create an audio track called vinyl or room. Source can be room tone, vinyl crackle, quiet crowd, noise floor, even a hi-hat loop filter down. Device chain, auto filter set to band pass 12. Start around 300 to 800 Hz. And automate it up to around 2 to 5K over time. Add a little resonance, 0.2 to 0.4, just enough to give it a moving radio tune vibe. Then green delay, very subtle. Delay time 10 to 30 milliseconds. Feedback 5 to 15%. Random pitch 0.05 to 0.15, and dry wet 5 to 15%. This is micro movement, like unstable tape or cheap time stretching, but controlled. Then utility, automate width from 50% up to around 110%. Then a compressor, gentle glue, ratio 1.5 to 1 or 2 to 1, slow attack, medium release. This layer sits under the whole 16 bar intro really low, like minus 24 to minus 16 dB. If you can clearly hear it, it's probably too loud. The goal is that you miss it when it's muted. Now, a few advanced upgrades and mindset shifts. First, macro discipline. If you actually turn these into a rack, keep it to 6 to 8 macros max. Otherwise, you'll spend your whole session option shopping. A good macro set looks like this. Rise, which is basically filter cutoff. Bite, which is drive or saturation. Bass, which is send amount to reverb or delay. Width, motion, which could be chorus or grain. And panic, which is a kill switch. Maybe it slams a high pass up and drops gain so nothing can explode. Second, the pre-drop clarity trick. Sometimes I call it the anti-mask. In the last half bar before the drop, dip your FX bus around 1 to 4K by 1 to 2 dB with EQ8, wide bell. It's tiny, but it makes the drop transient read bigger without you actually increasing level. It's like you're making room for the hit psychologically. Third, consider stepped automation. Old jungle and early tech step often feels like hands turning knobs, not perfect curves. So instead of a smooth filter ramp, make jumps every half bar, like 600, then 900, then 1.4K, then 2.2K, then 3.5K, then 5.5K, then 8K. It instantly feels less modern. Fourth, facer is riser. Put facer flanger on an Atmos or break texture. Set it to facer mode, amount 50 to 80%, feedback 10 to 25%, and make the rate extremely slow, like 0.03 to 0.10 Hz. Then follow with a gentle low pass so it doesn't get sharp. This gives you moving notches instead of brightness, and it screams 90s hardware. Fifth, use negative space as a riser. This is counterintuitive and very effective. On your FX bus, automate gain slightly up while your low pass closes down. Maybe add a little saturation drive. The mix feels like it compresses inward, like walls closing in. Then the drop feels huge because everything opens again. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave low end in your risers. High pass your FX. Often 200 to 500 Hz is the right ballpark. If your FX layer is fighting your bass region before the drop, you're stealing impact. Don't make the sweep too bright if hats are already in the intro. Keep sweeps darker, low pass around 6 to 10K so the hats still feel exciting later. Don't let delay feedback run away. Limiter on the delay return, always. This audio version is shortened for playback.